If you could say anything to the country regarding Ross and your family, what would it be?
Well, it's pretty hard to just pick out one thing to say, but I want everybody to know that Ross was a normal, everyday person. He wasn't some kind of a god sent to Earth, you know, to sacrifice for these boys. He's just another fella. And I think there's thousands of them just like him in the Army that would have done the same thing.
Do you think absolutely that he knew what he was doing?
Yes, I do. Yes. He almost decided to jump out, but then he turned around and came back. So he had a chance to think just for a second.
So it was a conscious thing.
It was conscious.
A few of us can imagine what that would be like to make that kind of a split-second decision and basically know that, you know, that you are going to die.
Yeah, this isn't just a risk of my life. This is just taking my life. Yeah, that's a tough decision to make. But I think there's a lot of fellows in the service yet that, you know, if they were given that circumstances, that would be their choice.
You're obviously very proud of your son.
Yes, I am. I was proud of him when he joined, not just when he died.